We'll be talking about the question, it's Nagea, it has to do with many parts in Shas, of if a fetus, a uber, we will call it, is part of the mother, is it considered by itself, and the mother by itself, it's like two people, two entities, or it's like all one entity. It's Nagea. We'll start off with the Gemara and Bava Kamma. There might be 10 or 15 places in Shas where it's Nagea. Mm-hmm. We'll try to touch on some of them. The Gemara and Bava Kamma, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, it starts, Beikar Daf Mem Zayin. We talk about a Pora Shenokhos Havlat. Pora is the cow that was Nagea, the shore. So the Pora was Meuberis. It had a Uber inside. And while it was Nogeach, if it was a Vadai Nogeach, so the Pora and the Uber were Nogeach and the Chayiv Batam is Chayiv Megufot. And if it's a Sofik, that means it's a Sofik. If the Uber was still inside the Pora, the mother's womb, when was Nogeach, and then the Vlad, the Uber, is part of the Negicha and has to pay Megufot. Or it was born, and then the Pora was Nogeach. So the Vlad has no kesher to the Etzem Negich. When that the Mishnah is talking about the Sofek, we say Cholkin. So then the Gemara is talking about if the Pora was Negech, the Vlad, the Shor, if the Pora and the Vlad are owned by one person, so let him pay. If it's owned by two people, so the Gemara has a Sofek, how he would be Tovea the Bala Vlad. The Bala Pora for sure is Chayv. The Shaila is how to be Tovea the Bala Vlad. So we'll go to the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Elo Amarove, Lo'ilom Bepora Vevlad Dechad. It's talking that the Pora and the Vlad, they're all owned by one person. So the Chor should be Mimonevshach, that the Pora was Negeach, it should be Chayev, even if the Vlad was part or he wasn't part, but it's all one Balabais. Vachi Kamrena, Isa Le Pora Mishtalem Chatzin Nezek Mipora. If the Pora is around, so he gets the whole Chatzin Nezek, the Chatzin Nezek which Atam has to pay, and he has to pay Migufoi. That means part of the Pora. And if the Pora is here, so he gets everything from the Pora. Why? Because the Pora was Vaday Negech. Lesi Le Pora. If the Pora is not here, let's say it got lost, or it got killed, it died. It's not here. We can't be Geva from the Pora. And we're talking, Tosfos says, Lefira Bishmo, that Yusham Ashor. Because if we say Lefira Bekiva, that Yuchlat Ashor, so they're like Shutfim. So if the Pora is not here, he also lost a part of his shutfus in the Pora. We're talking about it with Rabbi Shmuel, that he has to still be goyve Yusha Mashor. So less of the Pora, Mishtalin, so what's around? So the only thing to be goyve Migufoi is from the Vlad, because the Pora is not here. And we have a Sofik on the Vlad, so Mishtalin Revia Nezik Mi Vlad. Why? Because it's a Sofik. Momen Amutl B'Sofik Cholkin, so you don't take a Chatzi Nezik, because it's a Sofik, so you take only a Revia Nezik. So that means the part that is Chayv, the Chatzi Nezik. So we say Cholkin and a part, he pays and part not. So he pays Revia Nezik. So then the Gemara continues and says, Taime de lo yadino, yave Vlad ba'ado kinokho, ilo yave. That's only because we don't know if the Vlad was together with the Pora when it was Negech or not. So it's a Sofik. So that's why we say Cholkin. Avali pshitelon dave Vlad ba'ado kinokho. If we would know for sure, we knew that the Vlad was part of the Negicha, Nishtalim Kulei Chatzinezek Mi Vlad. So he pays the whole Chatzinezek from the Vlad. Rove Le Taime, Doma Rove, Pora She Ziko, Goive Mi Vlado. My Taime, Gufohi. A Pora that was Mazik, so he's Goive the Chatzinezek from the Vlad, he's Goive from the Vlad. Why? Because it's a Gufa, it's part of the Pora. And just like the Thomas Meshalim Gufa from the Gufa Pora, is Meshalim Gufa Pora, the Vlad is also called Gufa Pora. Tanagula Sheziko, in a government Beitzosa, my time, a Pirsha Balmu. The Beitza we call is a Pirsha Balmu. It's not part, it's for sure not part of the Tanagulas. And this is Mechalik, if it's a Gidabe or not a Gidabe, how much it's attached. Akoponim, a Beitza is called that it's not part of the Tanagulas, and it can't be Govemi Beitzosa. Rashi says, Mishtalim Kulei Chatzinezek Mivlad, where was Vada? He says, Kilese Le Pora, where the Pora is not here, so he's going with the whole Chatzinezek from the Vlad. If the Pora is here, so he's not going with the whole Chatzinezek from the Vlad. It's mashma from Rashi that he can't choose, even though we know that the Vlad is part of the Negicha, and we say the Vlad is Tam Mishalim Migufoi, still we say that it can't be good to the whole thing from the Vlad. The Shaila is why not? If we say we're machlit, that the Vlad is part of the Negicha and Mishalim Migufo, so what's the difference if the Pora is here or the Pora is not here? The whole Mikra, just like it could be good from the Pora, it should be able to be good L'chatchila from the Vlad. So there's a Rimis Arkaste that a lot of Sforim talk about here in the Shita Mekubeses, and it could be at a different gears than the Gemara. He says that even if the Pora and the Vlad are from two different Bailim, they're not Chad Bailim, so still you could be Goyve from the Vlad. Why? Because he says that it's Chad Gufu. Chad Gufu, to the Pora, it's Kilu saying that the Pora is Chayev and the Vlad is Chayev. So it doesn't matter if it's one Bailim or two Bailim. Still, if it's Chad Gufu, you could be Goyve from the Vlad also. It's Mashma from the Risa, Kast and the Shita. I would think that it's not like Rashi, that he says that you could be goyve from the Vlad, just like the Pora, they're both shutrim, they're both chayev in this nezik. So it doesn't matter if the Pora is here or not here. Maybe even in that he had another gears, if it says less of the Pora, east of the Pora, or it's nogeh only, but the Gemara had to say it where it's a sofik, or where it's a vadai, for sure it could be goyve even from the Vlad lechatchila. So what does Rashi hold? It could be, and even if we would say that Rashi means that is not goyve kulei chatzi nezik from the Vlad ki ise lepora, only ki lese lepora, but ki ise lepora is goyve chelik from the Vlad, chelik from the Pora, it's still kosher. What's the difference? If it's called megufa and they're both a chelik, what's the difference if you're goyve from the Pora or goyve from the Vlad? Why should we divide it up? It could be that there's a svara here in Rashi that since the Torah was makpid to be goyve migufo, and this forum they were masber already from different sugis, that even from this sugis it's a little bit mashma that the chiyuv is as if we're saying, it's as if we're saying the chiyuv of tam migufo is kilu that the Pora has to pay. The chiyuv is more starts out from the Pora than from the gavran. In the Chakira that they say if you're chayv because of Shmir that you weren't Shoymer or because Momoyne was Mazik, then it would be easier. But even if we say Palganiske Knosse and we say that Bamis of Tami shouldn't have been Shoymer, but the Torah was a Kurnis that you should pay, pays Migufa Koponim, but Soif Ayoim, Soif Dover, he has to pay Migufa. So it could be that Rashi holds if you would be Goyva from the Vlad and the Pora is here, so it looks like the Iker Negech was the Pora. The Vlad was a shutif, he was nigra, he was a part, it was a tofel to the negich of the Pora. So when the Torah is makbid that the Pora should pay, and it should be migufoi, so it doesn't make sense to take from the Vlad, and the Pora is chofshi, he doesn't pay anything from the Pora. The Pora is the ikar chiyuv. So Be'emis, the ikar chiyuv should be from the Pora. In Kisei the Pora, you shouldn't really take from the Vlad, you should take, or at least the chelik that the Pora did, for sure you have to take from the Pora, not from the Vlad, because that's where the Chiyuv really is. If the Pora is not here, so we say what's Chelik of the Gufa Pora, we could also take. It's like a Bedi'evit. But the Iker Chiyuv, that was Migufa, the Torah was Makbid, that should be from the Iker Shor. It could be the Rimi Sarkastol. It's not like that. The Rimi Sarkastol, whatever it's called, Migufa, you could be Goyve. Either it's the Shor or the Vlad. In Tosfos here, he talks about if Uber Yerech Imoy or Uber Lav Yerech Imoy. So Tosfos says, Midom Arova, Kol Asur in Tumura and in Sanhedrin, Vlad Anir Basva Negachas Osur, they're also Ba'anoy, because they're Chayv Misa Bebezin, Vlod, Hive Vlod Onogru, Hive Vlod Onirbu. They were both a chelik of the Negicha and both a chelik of the Revia. Ein lo ichiach du Uber Yerech Imoy. Tosfos says from the Chiyuv Misa on the Vlad and the Isra on the Vlad by Revia and Negicha, we can't yet say, we can't claim that it's called Uber Yerech Imo, which means that if the Uber Yerech Imo is part of the mother, so whatever Chiyuvim, whatever Oinshim goes on the mother, goes on the Vlad together with the mother. So if the Vlad is also Banu and is Chayv Misa, so we would say that Uber Yerech Imoy. And if Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, so the Chiyuv Misa and everything is on the mother, but the Vlad is not part of it. So it says that wouldn't be a right, because over there, Hosam Anu Taime, Shavlat atzmoi nene me'reviyah. That means he etzem had his own reviyah, not because of the mother. He v'vlad onok, who himself was negech. Ach mishmaitin yesh lo'chiyach. From our sugya here, that is given from the vlad, here we can bring a raya. Kiles elepor lishtaleim mishtaleim min avlad. When the poor is not here, so you get paid from the vlad. He takes migufay from the vlad. V'lav yarech imoy, if it's not part of the mother, loma mishtaleim mivlad chelkoi. Why should he take from the Vlad also the chelik that the Vlad was negech, and also the chelik of the Pora? That means uber yerechimo and lav yerechimo is totally how much to take from the Vlad. If you could take from the Vlad, is chelik or not? So if the Pora is less than the Pora, he takes from the Vlad. If lav yerechimo lomo mishtale mi Vlad chelkoi v'chelik ha'pora. It's mashma if the Pora is here, so he takes from the Pora their chelik, and from the Vlad is chelik. If the Pora is not here, so he can take from the Vlad also the chelik of the Pora. So why should you take from the Vlad also for the Pora? Otu shnei shvorim tamin sheiziku im nevadechod me'en miyave mishalim chelke v'chelik chaveve. If there's two shvorim tamin, they both were negech one shor. So one is not higher for the other one's chelik. The hezek that happened between from both of them together. So each one is chayv on his chelik, but he's not chayv on the other one's chelik. So if we say uber lav yarechimo, it's like two shvorim here came and were negeach, so he can't take from the chelik of the vlad, the chelik of the pora. That's if we say uber lav yarechimo, it's like two shvorim were negeach. But if we say uber yarechimo, so it's understood that the uber is yarechimo, is a chelik of the mother, Memelef, less of the Pora, you could be goyve from the Vlad, also the chelik of the Pora. So here also we see in Tosfos that if Ise le Pora, he doesn't have a brera to take from the Vlad the chelik of Pora. It's only if less of the Pora. Why is it? Why Davke if less of the Pora, so then he could take from the Vlad the chelik of Pora. Let him take from the Vlad even so. So we see here mitzad echod, each one has his chelik. Uber yerechimoy, but still each one has his chelik, and the gvia has to be lechatchila to take from the pora. If the pora is not here, so you take meiver meivorel. So you see here also such a svara that it doesn't make sense to take from the vlad without taking from the pora. It looks like it's not migufoy because the gufa pora, the ikar negicha, is still running around free. It's not. It didn't pay for what it has to pay. Only if the pora is not here, so what's left? Any migufoy that's left, then he takes both chalok. Then Tosfos says v'teime, the Rava Gufe, we were machlit here that Rava holds uber yerechimoy, but Rava himself says in Chulin ashuchit es atreife. So the shuchit es atreife, the bemes the din is that the shchita helps, that shouldn't be an avela, but it doesn't be matter b'achila. Umotzo bo ben tes chai, it found a shlil, a uber inside that is a ben tes. That means it's able to live on its own. It just wasn't born. Now that he was nishchat the mother, so he took out the vlad and he lives. The Vlad is mutar if you shech the Vlad, because the Torah said that the Vlad could be mutar with four simonim, either the mother's two simonim, when it's a shchita kshera, and then it's that shchita helps for the Vlad, and the Vlad midoraisa doesn't need shchita. There's a Yerushalmi that's brought in the side in Chulin, that even if he's plowing in the field, you tell him, come and we'll eat you up, even without shchita. But if the shchita of the mother wasn't a shchita la'achila, because it was a treifa, so then the Vlad needs its own shchita. So you see that Rava, and that's Rava who says it, so you see from there that uber lav yerech imoy, because if we would say yerech imoy, so whatever happens to the mother is as if it happened to the Vlad also, because he's part of the mother. It's like a foot of the mother, a hand of the mother. So memela the shchita's treifa of the mother would be a shchita for the Vlad, and is called a shochut, even though he's running around the field, is called that is nishchat, and it's a shchita that's not machshir la'achila. So you have to say that Gemara holds Rava that over lav yerechimoy. That's why if the shchita of the mother is not machshir la'achila, so we could use another shchita for the Vlad, because he wasn't nishchat yet. So it's a stira. Here in our Gemara we say uber yerechimoy lefi Rava, and there we say uber lav yerechimoy lefi Rava v'aymari. The bechol mokem uber yerechimoy. Bemes Rava holds like our Gemara here that all the time is uber yerechimoy. It's all one part. So, but by shchita's treifa it's different. The bechol mokem uber yerechimoy. לבד לעניין טרף, לכיוון שיש לו חיוס בפני עצמו, לכל המימה שנטרף עם אימוי. So he says, where it's not mistaber, some places, even if we say yerech imoy, but in that, those places it's lav yerech imoy, because we say that trefa, that kind of sickness, that kind of matzav of trefa only happened to the mother. But the son wasn't, the uber wasn't affected by memele. So even if we say yerech imoy, but there's a part of the mother, part of the aim that didn't become a trefa. That we'll say it in these words, that even if it's yerech imoy, it's part of the mother, not all parts of the mother became a trefa. There is a place, there is a makom to think, there's a Ramban and Chulin, that there's a, that Shaykh HaMetzias, that you should have a treifa, and then it becomes a not treifa, then it becomes kosher. That means it goes out of the matzav of treifa and becomes kosher. L'moshel, he says, if you cut the tzoymes agidin, so it's a treifa, by the knee. There's many muscles. If you cut those muscles, the tzoymes agidin, so it's a treifa. But then the Ramban says, if you cut it a little higher, so then it's kosher. And he says, even though it became a treifa when you cut the tzoymes agidin, later when you cut higher, it becomes kosher. There's a famous kasha from Talmudei Or, and Reb Shlomo Hyman talks about the famous yeshivish kasha that they ask. The Gemara says here in Bava Kamma, how could it be that you should have to have misas bezin kill a mu'ed? Each time the tam killed a man, so he's chayev misa. If he killed him when he was a tam, it can happen even once. It can happen three times that he should be a tam and then become a mu'ed lenegicha lehomis odom. So the Gemara has different terutzim that it happens. Different ways that it could be that he was a tam and he was horag and he wasn't killed by bezdin, or he ran away, or different ways. So they ask, Lefi this Ramban, it could be he killed, and then he became a treifa b'tzoymi sakitin, and then they couldn't be done. Then they caught higher up, and then he was negech, and then he became a treifa b'tzoymi sakitin on the next foot. Again, three feet. So bam, it's a shver metzias. Like once he's limps on one foot, it's not mistaver that a shor should go and be negech. But that's a kasha that they ask. A koponim, since we have such a Ramban, such a musik, that you could, that it could be a treifa and then go out of the matzav of treifa and become kosher. It could be the uber. It's a mokum to think, and it's probably not right, but it's doime, that a uber should be a chelik, a yerech imoy, and should become a treifa with the mother, but then when it's born, it becomes kosher. It's like healed from the tarfus. B'chein aloch, the b'chol mokum uber yerech imoyu, the bal mitreifa. Every place it's uber yerech imoy, chutz from treifa. By treifa, since we say that it's not mistaber that the treifas of the mother should become to the vlad, because the vlad be'emes is not a treifa, so memeila we say uber yerech imoy, but by treifa the vlad is not a treifa. The Ran says in Chulin, in Eilat Treifas, it brings this inyan, if we say uber yerech imoy or uber lav yerech imoy. So he says, he brings stiras from different gemaras, if it's uber yerech imoy or not. Yesh loyma, ein vada kushta de milso du uber yerech imoy kudemucho chon kolani. You betrefe bilachut svirle el rabshah de lav yerech imoyu. The zilbos are time. Trefe mishumai komitzera mishum sheino chayo v'shimisnavno v'ileches miyosi choyle. Trefe, the reason why it's called a trefe and it's also because it's sick and it's going to die from that sickness. V'kivon shekein, uber zeshu osid lichyoiz afal pishu ki yerech imoy ein lono ledunoy ke trefe. That means it's a kind of trefe that affects part and not the other part. Vainu taimen de Rabbi Shua de Vlad trefe de Shmaiti. Vainu taimen ami da'i de Egel shenoylad min ha-trefe biyomtev. Va'i da'albo simoni mislei de beima ha-maksha. Because all these things, the trefe doesn't spread to the Vlad. Miu. Ike lemeida, kin tumura, it says, mashma da'afilu b'midi de lav trefe, hu amrinon du'uber lav yerech imon. Da'amrinon osom, om Rabbi Yochanan, hifrish chatos me'uberes v'yoldo, he was mafrish for a chatos. Arezu chatos, this behemoth that he said, Arezu chatos is a meuberes, because a chatos could be in a cave. Rotzo bo miskaper, rotzo bevlado miskaper. So that means, Parshinon beGemara mishum de Uber lav yarech imoy v'shiroi mishuya. Uber is lav yarech imoy. So memel, it's like two behemoths. And if you leave it over, you say that this should be a chatas and the vlad should be chulin, it's mishuya, it's left over. So memela, that means it helps. So memela, when he says arezu chatas without leaving out the uber, it's like he was maktish both behemoths, and Rashi learns that it's like iktish behema lachrayus. There's a musik that you can be maktish a behema, and you're maktish another behema for achrayus, that if the first one will be lost, or there will be a reason we can't be makri of it, or mum or something, so then we use the second one. So they're both chatos, they're prepared to be a chatos, and it's called the beim lachrais. So mele, the mother and the uber are called lachrais. Rafal gav, the maskina nosa megmor tiyuvte, the rabbi chanan tiyuvte. Still we say that uber lav yarech imoy. Mikomakem rabbi, so tiyaz rabbi natam dvada kaimel on uber lav yarech imoy. So if we hold that uber lav yarech imoy, so what's with our Gemara and Bob Kama that it says rotzom nivlado goyve, if the lesser the part is goyve mi avlad, how could it be goyve mi avlad if you say uber lav yarech imoy, like our Tosfos says, and Tosfos by us said because uber yarech imoy in the beginning. Vahi de pola sheziko, the goyve mi vlado, lav mishum de uber yarech imoy, not because uber yarech imoy, sha'afu uber mesayeh benezek. So he wants to say that Bamis Uber Lav Yerech Imoy. And our Gemara that says our Tosfos said that Uber Yerech Imoy, but by Terefa it's Lav Yerech Imoy. Now we're saying that Bamis Uber is Lav Yerech Imoy. But why could it be Goive from the Vlad? Because he was Misayeya Benezek, he had a part in the Negicha. And the Shara Melech really says that it could be that here it's different to be Machalik from what Tosfos says, that it should be like Shnei Shvarim, Tamim, that were Negeach. So why is one pay for the other one? So the same thing of Vlad and Aim. So the Shara Melech says, Kanre, this is what the Ran means, because by Shnei Shvarim that were Negeach, each one made his Nezek, they came from different angles, each one made his Negicha in the Shor. But by Aim and Uber, they both made the same Negicha. They're both part of the same Negicha. Memela, we could say, even if Lav Yerechima, they're all part of one Negicha, there's a Seichel, Svarat to say, that they should be Chayev, also the Vlad should be Chayev for the part of the mother. There's a famous Kasha here, more on Tosfos, and I heard it from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, and it's printed already. He asked like this: if Tosfos says it's like Shnei Shvarim Tamim, that each one doesn't have to pay for the other one, so we say because of that, that Uber Yerech Imoy. The Shaila is, if the mother and the Uber were Nageach, so if we say Lav Yerech Imoy, so it's like two Shvarim were Nageach, and each one is Chayv on his Chelik. And Vlad has to pay his chilek and doesn't have to pay the chilek of the mother. The Shaila is, the Gemara says that Shoritz Tadin is Potter. Shoritz Tadin, the Gemara dashens kiigach v'loshiagichu, that if you teach a pora to be a negeach and he comes and he's negeach, so it's called like yagichu. The Gemara calls it even, it's like a oines, and he's Potter. It's not called a negeach. So why is it different? The Uber doesn't have his own Rotson, he can't do what he wants. The mother is the one that's pulling him to be Negev. So it's a Sharit Tadin. Why is it not Potter? So he answered at the time, and that's what's printed. He said that even if we say Uber Yerech, Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, but there are certain things that, for that it's called Yerech Imoy. It's just like we said the opposite in Tosfos, that even if Yerech Imoy, sometimes it's Lav Yerech Imoy, like by Terefa. Here we're saying the opposite. Sometimes, even if it's Lav Yerech Imoy, for certain things, it's called Yerech Imoy, like by Negicha. The Rotzen to be Negech, he doesn't have his own Rotzen Bechlal. The Uber can't do anything by itself. It's always pulled with the mother. So it's Rotzen. Whatever it does, it's Rotzen, and that is still part of the mother. For that, he's using the mother's Rotzen. So Menela, we say that even though the mother is the one that pulled him to be Negech, but this negicha is not a itztadin, the mother's rotzen is also a rotzen that's for the uber also. Memela, we say that for that, we say that it's like lav yarech imoy. It's doimet when we say lav yarech imoy. When would we say, so when would be neged to say uber yarech imoy? Let's say a case where, like the Rambam brings, if the parah was negech and it wasn't mu'uber, and then it became mu'uberes, and there was a gemar din while the parah was mu'uberes. So the Rambam says, the Loshon Rambam is, compared to the Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph in Yud Beis, parah mu'uberes she'misa sa'odom, וכן כל בהמה מעוברת שנעברו בו עבירו, הרי עוברו כמויו, היא ועוברו נוגחו, היא ועוברו נרבו. So that's when she was מעוברת בשס the mice. Because both did it together. נוגחו ומיסו, ואחר כך נסעברו. אם עד שלא נגמר דין או נסעברו, ויולדו קודם גמר דין ולדו מותר. ואם יולדו אחר גמר דין, ולדו עוסר. שעובר ירח אימויו. Here's where the Rambam says מפורש the lotion, that he says, Uber Yerech Imoyu. In other places, there's a Shaila, Sofak al the Rambam Paskins of his Paskin in Yerech Imoyu. Here it says, Mefurash, that Uber is Yerech Imoyu. So Yoldo Achar Gmar Din is Uber Yerech Imoyu. That means that Bishas the Gmar Din was on the Pora. Chelik of the Pora is also the Uber. So each Chelik of the Pora, it's Nichlal in the Gmar Din of the Pora. Memele, the Uber is also Chayiv Misa. It would be the Moshe Nafkamina if one of the Avrim of the Por, let's say of the Por was Negeach, and then it got cut off a foot from the Por, and then there was a Gemar Din. So that foot, I would say, is also part of the Gemar Din. Lechur, it's part of the Gemar Din, because it was an Avrim Avarel. Uber, if he's born, so he's already now B'shas the Gemar Din, not an Avrim Avarel. But an Avrim Avarel that was part of the Negicha, that was there, so the Gemar Din should be on the Aver also. Unless you say it has to do with bifnei, it could be it has to do with the din that kmisas abalim kachmisas ashor. So if there's no balim, it can't be done the shore. If there's no shore, it can't be done because it has to be befonov. Just like every baldin has to be befonov. It could be that that regal is called shaloi befonov. Since he's not attached to the behema, the befonov is only the behema itself. But you can't be done misa on a regal, bifrat that it's already mess. It's not part of the behema. So it could be, it might be that that regal is still mutar bano and not osur bano. It could be that it's osur bano because it's nichlal in the gemar din of the aim. The stipler dafka says, mikan muchach de beimah shenu b'shoga v'chotach mimeno eivor v'chakech hoya amoda badin v'gemar din nesar o eivor. Arei ha'uber nechshav kever meivoreo u'mikol mokim kol sheshtativ b'negiche nesar afo b'shenu lad kodem amoda badin. He says that if the Aver, but that's, he says because the Uber was Mishtatif in the Negicha, so even if he was born, that means in the case where he was Mishtatif in the Negicha, even if he was born before the Gemar Din, is still Nesar by the Gemar Din of the mother. So he says the same thing of regulars, the Aver Mevoreo, so if it was cut off, it also would be Nesar Banoah. So first of all, it could be that not. Second of all, even by the Vlad, we could have a Chakira. Lefidus Stipler that he says that the Vlad was Noilad and he's also part of the Gemar Din of the mother. So when you're done the mother, do we need to have the Vlad also there, Bifonov? Is it called Bifnei Ashor without the Vlad being there? Or is it called Bifonov because the mother is there, so it's also Bifonov of the Vlad? But Lechura, I would say that since the Vlad is by itself, it needs a Chiyuv. That means the Shaila is like this. Does it need a Chiyuv Misa, a Chalois Gemar Din by itself? Or it could be Nichlal in the Chalois Gemar Din of the mother. When the Bezdin Paskins, a Chiyuv Misa on the mother, so that's Kolel, it also includes the Vlad. So Memele, the Vlad doesn't have to be Befonov, Befnei Bezdin, or not. Which would also mean the skila of the mother is the skila for the Vlad. That all is one shaila. Is the Vlad a entity? Once it's born, it's for sure an entity by itself. But do we look at it as if it's still part of the mother and the Gemar Din of the mother is called Befonov, and you could also be circle the Vlad al Smach, the Gemar Din that was Befonov, or you need also the Vlad that it should be Befonov? That's more of the shaila. But I'm not sure. The Stadler took it on for sure that if it was Nechtach a Regel, that Regel is Nichlal in the Gemar Din of the mother and it's Nesar Ba'anot. But it could be that not. Maybe it's not called befonov. It's not shaykh to do befonov of the regal. The Rambam, there's two Rambams. One is in Ilchas Isurei Mizbeach. I'm just saying a few cases now. The Rambam says in Ilchas Isurei Mizbeach, Shenevdo Abeim Shenevdo Ba'avere Oim Miso Kshim Uberes Arei Avlado Yomotsu Imo Beis Shenifselo Poyo Ke'ever Me'evorel. So the Rambam says that if the Avera was done and the Vlad was part of the mother, so then the Vlad is also lemizbeach, just like the mother is also. Aval im nis'ab ro'acha shenevdo ba'aver, ashenevro ba'aver, ro'acha shemiso, arei Vlad kosher lemizbeach, afilu nirbo kshimukdoshin, v'enzach lomar nirbo v'ichul. So the Rambam says that since we say that the Vlad is ke'ever me'vorel, pashtes, the Rambam means what he says in Yerchas Nizke Mom and Pergadav, that's Uber Yerach Imo, Pashtas, that's what he means. So if the Avera, the Negicha, or the Revia was when he was Meuber, the Vlad was Motzi Imo, and he's Ke'ever Me'voreo, Memele is Nesar, together with the mother. Here there can be a hakira, because the Rambam says, the Loshon Rambam Nuchas Nizke Momen, Poro Meuberes Shemisa Sodom Chen Kol Beimo Meuberes Never Abaver Arei Ubra Kamoya Hiv Ubra Nogcho Hiv Ubra Nirba. So the Rambam says because she was Nirba and she was Nogeach. It's mashma because she did part of it. She did the Negicha and she did the Revia. By the Psulim Izbeach, he says, Avlado Yomotsu Imo Beis Shenifsilo. The Rambam doesn't say because the Vlad was a Negeach. By Isurim Mizbech Lechura, the Isur is because of a Negeach, Shehemis is also a Mizbech. So he could have said, just like he says by the Chiyuv Misa of the Shor, so he says that the Vlad is Chayuv Misa because also the Uber was Negeach. Hiv Ubro Nogcho. It says, Are Ubro Komoyo, Hiv Ubro Nogcho. He could have said that the psula mizbeach of the Vlad is because he the ubro nogcho, so the uber was negech. The Loshon of the Rambam, he might mean the same thing. The Loshon sounds a little different. He says, Sharei Avlad oyo motzu imo beis shenifsilo voyo ke'ever me'vorel, that the psul is because the mother became posel and he was a ever me'vorel, so the psul became part of him also, but not so much because he was a negech. That's a tzarich yin. Another Rambam there is. Another Rambam that they talk about a lot, and we won't go into it too much, is in Perek Dalet from Psulei HaMukdashim. Perek Dalet, Halacha Vov. Hifrish chatos meuberes v'yoldo, arei hi vevlodo k'shtei chatoiz shenisparshu l'achrayiz. So the Rambam paskins here that if you're maktish a chatos meuberes, so it's as if he was maktish too. And the Gemara says the sugya, the rov of the sugya is that it's because of uber lav yerechimoy. The Rambam paskin uber yerechimoy. So that there's a lot of mefarshim on it that it goes lefi a different sugya of shiro and mishiro that we won't go into. We'll just mention it. One more Rambam there is in the end of Perek Aleph of Maaseh HaKorbanos. He says, "Poiso abeimo meuberes afal pishe kolu chodoshav shelubo." So That means you were makriva behema, and she was muberes. And you found the uber chai in the behema. You're not maktir the chelev, elo chelev imui bilvad, bareo uber ke'echod mevorel. So the Rambam here is saying that the uber is ke'echod mevorel, but it's not considered chelev. The chelev, the emurim to the mizbeach, is of the korban. And you brought chelev and emurim of the korban, that's enough. You don't need all the shemus. It's not a din, let will say, kilo, it's not a din on the chelev and the emurim. It's a din that the korbans, chelev and emurim, should be makiv. And since this behema is nechshav ke'ever meivorel, so you're not mechuyev to be makiv that chelev and the emurim. It's like a foot or something. It doesn't have a shem of the chelev and the emurim there. There's a gemara in Yevomis that needs a big hesber. And they talk about it, but we'll just mention a chelik of it. The Gemara in Yevomis says, and daf ayin ches, and Tosfos here brought it down. The Gemara says, ki osa ravdimi omer Rabbi Yochanan, daf ayin ches, ki osa ravdimi omer Rabbi Yochanan, mitzri sheni sheno so mitzri sri shoino, the din is that bonim asher yivodu lem dor shlishi yovu lem bekal Yisrael, that what? Mitzri and adoimi. So the first three door, the first two doors he can't marry, and the shlishi could marry. So let's say a mitzri and a mitzri are mizgaya, that's rishon. Their children could intermarry, that's mitzri sheni. And the grandchildren as mitzri shlishi could already marry even a bnei Yisrael. And all this is why? Kigero yisa ba'artzai. They were, once they were a ger ba'artzai, they opened the door for them, so memela, we can't be merachik them completely. We have to wait but three doors, but after three doors we could marry them. And that's called being mekarva mitzri, even though it's the third door of Gerim. It's still called they were not merachik a mitzri, even though they're the third door and kekot nishanoilat, but still it has a kesher, some kind of a kesher to Mitzrayim. So mitzri sheni shenoso mitzri srishona. This is tricky because the mitzri sheni, his children should be a shlishi. But he married a mitzris rishona. Her children should be a sheni. So what do we say? The children are like the father and their kosher lover, we call the mitzri shlishi. Or they're like the mother and it's a mitzri sheni. The Gemara says, b'nos sheni avoy. We go lefi the mother and it's called the sheni. Alme bosar ime shadinale. We go after the mother. Amale abaye elohodom rabbi yechanan. Ivrish chatos mu beres viyodo rotzo miskaper bo rotzo miskaper bevlado. Because we said it's like achrais. I must be shloim uber lav yarech imo you have like a mafresh techatois lachrais. So it's like uber lav yarech imo. We said that Rabbi Yochanan holds that way. So Rabbi Yochanan holds rotzum is kaper bo rotzum is kaper bevlado because like achrais because uber lav yarech imo. If uber lav yarech imo, so how did Rabbi Yochanan say that it b'nos sheni because it goes lefi the mother, but it's lav yarech imo, so it should go lefi the father. So by chatos it has to be that if we say that rotzom is kaper bevlado, so it's lav yerechima, it's Rabbi Yochanan. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds lav yerechima, so he can't say shadinan bosar ime, because lav yerechima, so it should go bosar ovid. And this is a very tamuadika thing. It has to be have a pshat, because what does yuchsin have to do with yerechima? If so, every mitzri sheni should be a mitzri rishon because yerech imoy. His mother was a rishon. Every mitzri shlishi should be a sheni because yerech imoy. Obviously, the Gemara here, it probably doesn't have to do with yuchsin so much because they're miyuches to ger mitzri. But the shaila is, the mitzias, is it a sheni or a shlishi? So if we say yerech imoy, so it's detached from the father. It doesn't have to do with the father what he was, because he was a part of the mother. He's coming only from the mother, and since he's coming from the mother, he's an offspring of the mother. So he's the mother's origin. He's a sheni. But if we say lav yerechim, he's an entity by itself. The mother just helped that he should become a vlad. So memela, we go lefi the yuchs. We go lefi where it comes from. It comes from the father. So it would be that's lechura the kivun of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, "Kiyama abirno lo shmaite taime dichsiv asher yivoldu." That here it's told in the leida that ibonim asher yivoldu lem dor shlishit goes on the leida. That what's koveya by mitzrim It's not all other things. If the Leida was from a Sheni, so it's a Shlishi. Leida is from a Rishon, so it's a Sheni. It doesn't matter what else was there. So all, every place, we would go Lefi the father. Just where it says Yivoldu by a Mitzvah is Lefi the mother. But like this would be Lefi the father. Why? Because we would say Lav Yerechimo. And Rabbi Yochanan Shitose Be'echatos that Lav Yerechimo. She was tovel, so the tevila helps for the uber. It's as if the uber was tovel, the mother was tovel, and the uber was tovel. And Rava said that he doesn't need tevila. So why doesn't he need tevila? And the shluchura should be a chatzitza. The Gemara says shani uber dainu revise. So that means. The revise means that's the way his gidul is, because that's the way he grows. It's not a chatzitza. It's as if the mother was tova, the vlad was tova. So like this, if uber yerech imoy, so the mother was tova, so also all her evorim was tova. So the uber is part of her and it was tova. So it's not like a gerus even. It's like part of the mother. So the tevila of the mother is the tevila of the vlad. What if we say lav yerech imoy? So how does he ain't tzorich tevila? So the Gemara says, if lav yerechimo, it's really a tevila without a chatzitza. That's the kind of tevila it is. The Gemara goes weiter. The Rabbi Yochanan knows that ain't tzorich tevila because lav yerechimo. So the Avnei Miluim asks, the ain't a chanami that lav yerechimo, and it's as if the vlad was tovel. But even if he was tovo, but who gave him the das of gerus? Every ger needs a das to become a ger. So the Gemara says in Ksuvus Yudalef that ger kotmat bilinoy say al das bezdin. It's a special takana darabona, and igdilu yichaylen imchus. When he becomes bar mitzvah, when he becomes a godo, he could choose if he's moiche, so he's a goy, because the rabbona weren't metakin more than that. But if he's not moiche, so he becomes a ger, even it becomes a gerus doraisa, because then he's mekayem mitzvahs, if he's mekabo. In fact, in the din of igdilu yechol nimchos, it's nagel lemaisa, I forgot what it is, but there's a chiddush lalocha from Rav Shlomo Zalman that's printed in the bamboo cradle. But I forgot exactly what it is. In the din of igdilu yechol nimchos, when he could be moiche. Al koponim, So the Avnei Miluim asks, "Ein achanami, there's a tevila for the vlad, but where's the das of gerus? Who gives him the gerus? And tzchiya mitam shlichus doesn't help here. It's only midarabana." And Tosfos there says that there could be, there has to be a ger called midaraisa, and the only way is muberes shenis gairo. But where's the das? So the Avnei Miluim, there's a tzad to say there that he says that it's only if uber lav yerechimoy, if uber yerechimoy. So then there is a gerus midoraisa because he's part of the mother. So then we have the case of gerus. But if we say lav yerechimo, so it's bemis uber shenisgar wouldn't be midoraisa. But it could be. I think Reb Shmuel says this. Lefi, what he wanted to say, the chilek, if we can understand this chilek that we said in the beginning of this year, that the uber is lav yerechimoy, but for certain cases he's called part of the mother, like das and rotzen, that the mother's rotzen, since he doesn't have his own rotzen, he can't work on his own, he can't do things on his own, so whatever has to do with doing, with poil and with rotzen and with das, is that he uses the mother's das, it's his das. So memele by a ger also, since he's a uber and he doesn't have das and rotzen and everything like that, so he only has the mother's das and rotzen. So he's also using the mother's das and rotzen that she has for gerus, so memeila it helps for him. And I think, I don't remember if they say it or not, but it could be that even if the mother didn't become a ger, but she had a das that he should become a ger, so her das for gerus is his das, that's how it should come out, that his das, her das for gerus for him should be, so she could be tova almanas, that he should be a ger, and she shouldn't be a ger. He could become a ger because he's using her das and her rotzen. Bemis, it's totally in the Sugya and Gittin, which we didn't go into Bichlal. The Sugya and Gittin, Daf Chav Gimel, and there's a Rambam and a Ravid, and Reb Chaim talks about it. If he says to the Ish, Shivcho, Hareyat Shivcho, and Vladich Ben Chorin, that means the mother's taking a get Shivcho in her hand for the Vlad. If it helps her, it doesn't help. And there's a lot to talk about that. If we say Uber Yerechimu, so the Reb Chaim says there that we say Uber Yerechimu Legabi the Vlad. Legabi the mother, we say if he's Meshachra the mother, without being the shachar the Vlad. The Vlad should stay Eved. So the Rambam holds that it's, the mother is Meshuchar because it's not called like Meshachar Chatzi Avda, even though the Uber is part of her. He's only part of her Legabe himself. But Legabe her, she doesn't need him to be part of her. So Legabe her, it's Uber Lav Yerechim. It doesn't have to do with her. She could be Meshtachar without him. But he needs her, would be called the Yerechim. But that's a whole sugya by itself. There's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says here in this parak halacha hey, says like this: what's the din if a uber is yoytze b'shein v'ayin? The din is a eved. If the adam was motzi a shein v'ayin of the eved, so yoytze lechirus. And some say it's even memela is yoytze lechirus. The shaila is if a uber is yoytze b'shein v'ayin. So the girsa, the name Yerushalmi, the girsa says like this: miche ayin. That if the Odin made the Uber blind, it was Moitzia Ayin Miche. So it could be a Shaila that the Eved should, that the Uber should go out to Cherus. But Shane, my, it doesn't have teeth. The Uber, why isn't the name? It doesn't have teeth. So what are you asking if it's Yotze B'Shane Vayin? So the Yerushalmi says, no, we're talking not the Shane Vayin of the Uber, the Shane Vayin of the mother. That it was Moitzia Shane Vayin of the Shifcha. So the Shaila, she goes out to Cherus. Does that Cherus also include the Uber that is a Yotze L'Cherus? And Gemara says, Ein Yotze. It doesn't go out to Cherus. So Sameach al Hashas, it's printed here in Daf Mem Tes, brings it down, and he says, since the Gemara says here in Daf Mem Tes, that was today's Daf, you look at the Tanah, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Kivoyim, Aloyla Mein Echayev, Ad Sheyakeno, Keneged Beis HaYiroyen, that the Meiv Lodois, says not for Ishahor of Yotzuyelodeo, is only if he's makah or keneged beis hayroin, a certain makah that's gorem that the vlad should be lost. Then he pays the meiv lodos. Omar af papa loy teime keneged beis hayroin mamish, elo kol heiched the solik beis shichme levlad. That means a chamimus keneged kol acholol kuloi. Any place where he hits and it's mashpia, it has an effect on the vlad. So that's called a makah. That mechayev in dmei vlodes lafuke yad v'regov. It's the yad v'regov of the isha, so that doesn't have a connection to the vlad. So even though the vlad is lost, but he doesn't have to pay dmei vlodes. Lar Samech says that the shein ve'ayin of the mother is less beishichma levlad. That means just like by dmei vlodes, we say that less beishichma levlad, you don't pay dmei vlodes. The shein ve'ayin also the Torah was mechayev. Because it has an effect, it's mazik the eved, it's mazik the shivcho. But if it's not mazik the shivcho, it has the same gedorim. So memela the vlad was not affected by the itzras shein vayin, one of the ivorim of the mother. So memela the vlad, that's the Yerushalmi holds that it doesn't go out the cheirus. So and over there it's Rabbi Yochanan. He brings it across to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that einu yotze lecheirus al yedei the shein vayin of the mother. So lechaura, it has to do with uber yerech imoy, and that's the norm Yerushalmi talks about. If we would say uber yerech imoy, so the shein vayin of the mother lechaura, it should for sure be moitzi the uber also, because he's a aver mevorel, just like all the evorim of the shivcho or yotze b'shein vayin, so the uber also. But if we say that lav yerech imoy, so then it's totally, it's less beishichme levlad. It's not a shein v'ayin to do with the vlad. He's not affected by it. Memela, so that's Rabbi Yochanan. And we said in Yevomis, the maskon is that he holds that uber lav yerechim. So Memela Yerushalmi also says that ain't yoytze the shein v'ayin of the mother. That's as far as we got in this inyan. The uber yerechim, there's a lot to talk about, but that's as much. In yesterday's parsha in Yisroel, it says, Yisroi came, he was Yisar Pasha Achas Batoiro Vatoseres. And the Balaturim also says that Yisroi is a Yud, he came to get the Aseres Adibros, and Tof Reshvov, the extra mitzvahs, chutz from the Sheva mitzvahs that he had till now. As you'll do, the Gemara here and says in Bobakama Daf Lamed Ches, Omad Vaimoided Eretz, Ro Vayater Goin. He saw the Sheva mitzvahs, Kibla Lem Bnei Nach Vlaikimum. So Omad Vitiron Lem, the Gemara says they made them like Einu Mitzuve Vaoise. If they're not Mekayim, they're Chayv Boinish, but if they're Mekayim, they're Ke'enu Mitzuve Voise. They need a Kabbalah, you have to be Mekabah. Once he's Mekabah, he's maybe more like a mitzvah v'isa. That's the ritual in Makkos. So it says, Omad v'yemoded eretz, ro'o v'yater goyim. Yisro was different than all the goyim. Yisro, all the goyim were mevater on the sheva mitzvahs and omad v'yitir on them. And because of that, a shor shenogach of a goy is potter. A yid, a shor shenogach, a yid was negach, shor shenogach, goy is potter. But Yisro was different. Yisro was the one who was mekayim sheva mitzvahs. And it wasn't Rav Ayatar Goyim, he was Mekayim, and he came to get more mitzvahs, Elam Midbar, to get more mitzvahs. Vayater is Oisis Yisro. And Yisro didn't let the Vav come at the beginning of the word to say Vayater, he put it at the end. Yisro, Yiter, Parsha, Achas, Batayah.